And we're back, and we're going to listen to more of Joe.
As soon as he showed interest in taking power, they activated their media assets to viciously turn on him. That's when we saw the sudden hatred emerge. Even when he won, the Cabal still had no idea what he was a part of, and the sophisticated plan that was about to unfold against them. Shocked at their loss, they mobilized their full arsenal of intelligence, media, money, and technology to try and take back power. There are people at the top of the DOJ and FBI then put together a plan to frame Trump and have him impeached. This is where we come back to the NSA again. All messages were stored and could be used to expose this plot and prevent Trump's overthrow. An entire book will be written about the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. False flag terror attacks, downed planes, missile alerts, assassination attempts. Here is the point.
So I love that he talked about the first 2 years of Trump's term of office because it's supposed to be this revelatory moment in history. And of course, we remember Trump's first term of office resulted in nobody going to jail for forever, and we didn't save the world or any of that. And the missile attacks and the assassination attempts, that's we're going to go down a bit of a rabbit hole here because this is basically about a Q drop where Q just makes, you're going to be really surprised about this, but Q just makes some shit up. And what happened was, I'm trying to find the Q drop really quickly. This is scintillating podcasting. But what basically happened was there was a photo of a streak of light coming from a, like inside a cloud cover. You just see this like streak of light, and Q, made a bunch of, Q drops about this. And one of them is, Q drop 1476, where he says, "This is not a game. Certain events were not supposed to take place." And, this thing is about how Q is claiming that a submarine shot a missile at Air Force One in an effort to try to assassinate Trump by shooting down Air Force One while he was on it. And people found the place where this photo was taken from, and it was in Seattle. It was off the coast, and more people did research, and they found that this was actually where a helicopter was doing some sort of search mission, and the helicopter had a light that was like shining down. And if you photograph it right, you're going to get that exact situation where you're going to get this beam of light shooting what appears to be straight down from the helicopter to the ocean. And Q's reversing that and trying to make it sound like it was a missile being fired upward from the water, again, towards Air Force One, which submarines don't have missiles that can knock down planes. And if they do, you'd probably have to, like, surface to do that, I would assume. But again, it's not a thing that a submarine can do that I know of. You could throw a nuclear missile out of a submarine, but hitting a plane seems out of the operational standards of submarines. But this is a thing that Q and QAnon have harped on for forever. Q made a bunch of posts about this and just kept going. Like at one point he was like, he posted it like years later. And was like, "Remember the cover story for this? They said it was a helicopter." Like, and it's just one of those things where it's just, you talk about the debunk in an effort to explain how the debunk is bullshit. And you know the truth. The truth is that this was actually, again, a missile shot by a helicopter to try to kill Donald Trump. And what I've always said about this narrative that QAnon created is, man, Trump is a really tolerant dude because if someone tried to assassinate me, I would, you know, probably arrest them for trying to kill me. And I would, like, they would all go to jail immediately for their crimes. Whereas Trump is just sort of like, they tried to assassinate me. You know, things happen. I'm not going to, like, water under the bridge. Let bygones be bygones. And that's just the way this works. And another thing that's really funny is, like, they're like, yeah, when Trump started to run for president, man, the media turned on him. And, like, this is not remotely true. Because in 2012, when Obama was running for re-election and everyone was begging Chris Christie to get into the race because Mitt Romney wasn't that exciting. And they were like, man, you know, I don't know if Mitt's going to be able to get it done against Obama. We need somebody else. It was around that time that Trump was getting in there and starting to do the birther shit. So, like, Trump was getting a lot of negative blowback for promoting birtherism in 2012. But he was also getting pretty popular in the Republican primary field. There was polling with him as an undeclared candidate where he was, like, beating Romney, and then he just didn't run because he didn't think anyone was going to beat Obama, so why try? And, yeah, so that was his actual first introduction into politics and, like, getting hit with the old razzle-dazzle. It was not when he declared, and then suddenly the media was like, oh, shit. And the other thing I love is that the idea that the Illuminati – didn't know what Trump was up to. I mean, again, if we're going to go by, like, their belief system, everyone who runs for president is this baby-eating Satanist. They're all in the club. They all, like, know the story. Like, if Trump was this outside force who had not submitted, hadn't eaten the baby, how would the Illuminati not, like, crush him immediately for trying to run for president? Like, why were they not, like, all over him from the jump? So, yeah, I just love the narrative that they created about this, where they're just like, the Illuminati's like, oh, beans, Trump beat us, darn, oh, shucks and gora. And, yeah. Oh, so I went through the Q drops, and that missile launch photo is, like, the first Q drop where he goes into the rocket attacking the Air Force One and that bullshit. And also, people, like, did research, and Air Force One was nowhere near Seattle at the time of that alleged incident. But don't ever let the facts get in the way of the story. Just trust the plan, bro. Just trust the plan. So, yeah, again, the idea of this all is, like, the NSA, all the bad guys' stuff is going to be exposed back on them. And the one last thing I'll say about this before I play some more is I also love the idea that Trump wins the election and then the bad guys are like, oh, shit, we need to, like, stop him. We need to get this guy. And it's, like, a little late now. And they're like, they were working to impeach him. It's like, like, no, the Republicans were never going to convict him. Like, are you fucking kidding me? We've seen how impeachment works on Trump. They've done it twice. It had no impact. It's just like, it's just such a silly, ridiculous way of viewing American politics. It's a 5-year-old's understanding of how everything works. Come on, Joe, tell us some more.
The world is currently experiencing a dramatic covert war of biblical proportions, literally the fight for Earth, between the forces of good and evil. I can't put it in simpler terms, but I can say it appears the good guys are winning.
Well, thank God for that. It appears the good guys are winning. Oof, boy. I was really on the edge of my seat there for a moment. It would have been great if he was like, while Trump's victory was great, the forces of evil are still ascendant. That would have been really depressing. I mean, fuck. I also love how it's a covert war of biblical proportions. So it's a super huge war done sneakily, because that's how you do big wars. Big wars are done quietly, covertly, under the cover of darkness where no one sees the giant war. World War II fought in the shadows. But yeah, the good guys are winning. Whew, boy, that's a real weight off my chest that the good guys are getting the dub here. Let's keep going.
The Cabal had complete control over North Korea. They hijacked the Kim Dynasty, took them hostage, and worked to build up a nuclear arsenal to threaten the world. Kim Jong-un suddenly embracing peace was simply because the deep state were beaten and driven out. ISIS was also destroyed in the year following Trump's win. We are all...
So yeah, the Kim Jong-un thing, again, this is very base QAnon, early Q-drop stuff. What's really funny about this is that North Korea was created in the 1950s. It's not like North Korea is some ancient country like Egypt or Greece with this great history. North Korea has been around for, like, I don't know, 70 years. And we know how the Kim family got into power. They were like puppets of the Chinese and Soviets and whichever side had more power at that moment. But I'm not going to look it up on Wikipedia right now because that'd be a waste of your time listening to me. But that's the thing. Like, the Kim family was the despots that were in charge, and they've remained in charge. And now we're on, like, I believe the third generation. So it's just this really silly idea that behind the scenes, the good guys defeated the bad guys, and Kim Jong-un became free and was able to do good things. And it's like, well, he actually hasn't. North Korea still sucks. It's as bad as it's always been. Nothing changed, but you just pretend it did, and that makes the story so much more exciting. So, yeah. And what's really funny about that is that all those cue drops about North Korea being turned into a patriot-led nation instead of a deep state-led nation, a lot of those were followed up with the statement Iran next. So it just took Trump about a decade to get around to totally liberating Iran, which it's going to happen any day now. Just you wait. Just you wait and see. We got Iran on the run, baby. So that all happened. And now we can get back to Joe.
We're starting to see the pattern now that enough time has passed, that our biggest global concerns are starting to recede, and peace is returning. It is all evidence that the good guys are winning the war. But we're still in the middle. While a lot is improving, it still puzzles many that most of these known criminals are still free.
So yeah, why are Hillary and Obama still, like, traipsing around the world? Why have the bad guys who've done all the bad things not been called to account for their crimes? That'd be a question I would ask if I was a believer in QAnon. And Joe's going to get to the answer to that. And we're going to get to that answer after the final commercial break is concluded. Thank you for listening. I get a couple bucks for you doing that. Yay, thank you.